Man, I never drink juice. I'm not like, I hate processed foods, man. But this juice in Czech Republic is called Glanini or something. I think it's like their like higher quality juice. But like I said, since the wages here are a little lower, it costs like $2, about $2 for this bottle. And this juice is delicious. So I need one more swig. Okay, this is pear juice. It is delicious. Gluska juice. They say juice is the same word in Czech. It's spelled different. Was but anyway, I woke up and I was thinking about this one bitch I was fucking, man, in my flat, and I remember, and okay, the manipulation game, because okay, I hadn't seen this woman for about a month and a half, right? And like I tell you guys, the second something doesn't smell right, just cut that shit off. Now, in this scenario, I still fuck with her because she came to me. So I don't pay nothing. Like, if she's gonna come to me, I'll fuck her and then, you know, cut it off, treat her like shit, blah, blah, blah. Even treat her even more like shit, blah, blah, blah. But especially like if you're like, okay, like if you're on the other internet, like if you're like taking a bitch out and paying for her shit, oh, the second something don't smell right, just walk the fuck off on her. But I'll tell you what happened in this scenario. This is good juice. Anyway, so when she came to me, I remember noticing, like, I just felt like she was getting a little more gangster. Like, she didn't say much. It was just how she was moving. Like, you know how you could just feel when somebody is kind of in the whole like strong, independent mentality type of shit. Like, she was still feminine and everything, but it felt like something just felt off, right? So I'm just like, I'm gonna fuck this bitch and kick her the fuck out. Like, when we come, because I live on the 7th floor, so we go up the elevator, blah blah. Come to my place. I remember she sits down. And like just pulls out a condom, like literally, it was literally within 5 minutes of being in my place. Pulls out a condom. So that tells you right there, there's no telling how many guys she has fucked already that day, or how many guys her how she probably just got done fucking a dude, you know, before me or something. Like I said, she was just nothing felt right about her. Like, nothing felt right, just how she was in existence. So I remember I started fucking. I told you I fuck bitches. I pee on them. I spit in their face. I slap the shit out of them. I use their tits as handlebars. I fucking used Jesus Christ. I used their fucking nipples as just like jump rope shit. I just like to humiliate women in sex. So I remember. Yeah. So I remember I was fucking her and I spit in her face and she had to, like, you see, all I could sense all this was coming. You see, because I've got a little bit older, I got a little more experience with dealing with bitches. I can sense this was coming. Like I said, she just felt like a little too bold and independent on the way up to the flat. And I can feel it. Like, you know, like if you have children, you know how you can feel them starting to. They're going to start becoming a brat later on. Like, you can feel it. Like, they're not really saying anything. They're not, you know, not really crying yet or anything, but you can just tell how they're just walking and moving. Like, so it's getting ready to be a problem. And that's what happened. So, God, man, I don't know. Like, I was literally fine 5 minutes before I started recording this. Anyway, so I'm fucking her and I spit in her face like I always do. And she pulled for maybe like a seventh of a second, like, ew, don't do that. And see, now in that moment of ew, don't do that, see, old Wendell would have probably been like, oh, I'm sorry. Now Wendell now spit in the bitch face. She goes, oh, don't do that. I was like, oh, you must have forgot who I told her. I said, yeah. You must have forgot who I was while I was choking her. So I spit on her. Like, I just get soaked up a bunch of spit and just poof, and slap the shit out of her face, right? And she goes, oh, yeah, I forgot, daddy. I forgot. And just ran over that shit. And after that, like I said, she paying for all my shit. She you know, she's following me around like a sick puppy, and and then we come back, she's asking for more dick. And then that morning, she's asking for more dick. But like that, see that, but what I'm getting at is that manipulation up to that point was strong enough to take down an average man. An average man, see, it was a little thing she was doing to set the mood, that which would have been enough to take down a normal man. See, her just moving and walking, how she was moving and walking would put a normal guy in the mode of, oh, well, I should stand back now and let her, you know, blah, blah. I'm not going to run over her type of thing. But like, see, when you're that alpha guy in her fucking life, you always run over her when you want to run over her. You never do that whole, oh, well, I'll sit back and let her go and do, you know, maybe I am a little too rough on her. You know, no. You always look, because women will manipulate the fuck out of you just because they woke up and felt like doing it. Don't really even have no, you know, a thought into doing it. So you got to be pretty much the parent and do what the fuck you want to do anyway. And then she's going to fall back in love with you. Okay. Because women, when it comes time for women to manipulate, women are so gangster at manipulating that they'll have Sherlock Holmes sitting up like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Sherlock Holmes and Batman, everybody, they all be sitting in the room like, how do we stop this evil woman? Like, when women want something, I'm telling you, man, they are super duper gangster with it. Because I woke up this morning to a Donovan Sharp stream. I missed it because I wanted to watch it. I wanted to watch it. It came on, it said 14 hours ago, and I wanted to watch it. But a homeboy, he came over because, long story short, he had to spend the night in my extra bedroom in here. So I didn't get to catch it. So we just, you know, set up, got drunk and talked shit about bitches and hookers at the brothel and stuff like that all night. And but no, the Diamond Sharp stream was about a guy who gave $2,000 to a woman and is still thinking he has a chance with her. And she done took the money, ran, ain't don't call him back. So I'd advise you to go and watch at least the first 30 minutes, because I think like the first 30 minutes Donovan Sharp he's reading through, which I want to read through the actual post. He got it off Reddit somewhere, I think, and he's going through it, how like pretty much the girl just love bombed him because she was fucked up. And, you know, gave him everything, all the sex he wanted the first maybe month. Let's be real about it. Scenario, because I remember when I was in that beta mode, girls will probably do that. When they'll love bomb you for about the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then after that, it just goes completely cold and dead. Because a lot of times when women do that, it's usually because they're fucking with a guy like me originally. And then I just kick them to the fucking curb or just don't talk to them for weeks or months at a time. And they got to get that fix somewhere. So they're substituting that fix of trying to please someone by pleasing the beta. You see, and then the beta is just like, oh yeah, everything, I met my unicorn, everything. See, like the unicorn term, that's a half-spoken truth. It's usually a reason why a woman becomes unicorn. Woman very rarely just is unicorn. There's usually a pushing force that pushes her into being a unicorn. Perfect example, I knew a girl named Justine. I'll say that name because this is a very common name. I knew a girl named Justine in college. That girl was beautiful. Okay, when you seen her, you would think she was beautiful, right? Back then, she was beautiful. This is about 10 years ago. And even back then, like, I knew something was off because she was too beautiful to be that cool, right? So I ended up finding out through a friend of mine, he knew her. He knew her like from when they were teenagers. And he had story. He said, yeah, Justine's beautiful, but her past is so fucking crazy. Like you wouldn't want to touch her. That girl, he told me stories. He told me stories of how she would set up gangbangs or not gangbangs, trains like every week. Because the girl was so beautiful. The girl was so beautiful, I would have been afraid to go to a train with her. And I don't even do trains anyway. But if I did, I would be afraid of a girl like that. Because He said she said she, I think she said the stories he had about her, she started about 15, 16, like doing like hardcore shit. Like situations where like it'd be like just guys like hanging outside and they would just literally come in, take turns fucking her, and then go back out, play PlayStation or something. And it was just a train of guys doing it because she was so pretty. No guy would have ever told her no. Not a man on the planet would have told this girl no. And then I figured out why she was like this. You see, that unicorn. See, another guy probably got her and thinks that, oh, I found my unicorn. She lets me do, you know, the craziest things I can come up with in sex. She's my unicorn. No, bro. When women are like that, something pushed her to that point. And I found out what it was. Her sister, she had an older sister. And this is very common, by the way. Especially when there's two girls in the family. It's a sister, two sisters in the family. One of the sisters is going to be jealous of the other one. In most cases, most cases, one of the sisters is jealous of the other sister. Okay. Like two women do not, they do not cohabitate well. They don't. Women do not cohabitate well ever. Women don't even like other women. So what happened was her older sister was actually more prettier than she was. Once you've seen her, once you've seen the older sister, he's like, you know, yeah, the older sister is where it's at. And the older sister was successful. I think she ended up marrying a dude from the military. She graduated from college and had a good job. She was pretty much like at the core, a better human than Justine was. So Justine had to, this is what happens with women, he says, in these situations. And it's usually one extreme or the other, either the younger, either one extreme. They do whatever they can do to please everybody around them, to give themselves some worth and attention in the world again. Just like with old grannies and shit like that. The only time women learn how to act is when they get fucked up. Something about them is now fucked up. That's why she knows how to act now. Now, the other extreme is, which I know a girl like this, her older sister was pretty much that in relation to her. And she's just a complete fuck up. And the reason why she's just a complete fuck up is because nowadays with social media and, you know, Tinder, see, there's a large population of women who they solely rely on attention and validation and gratification. And a lot of women don't care where it comes from as long as they can get it somewhere. And women, nowadays, all a girl has to do is post a cute picture from 5 years ago and put it on Facebook, and she's going to have beta men validating her. She puts it on Tinder. She's going to have a picture that's clearly from 5 to 10 years ago. She's fat now and gross, but there's always a beta guy who's going to sit up and tell them what they want to hear, follow them to no end, pay for their meals, and all types. So, like, these women just end up just spoiled, rotten, and fucked up because they know what they're doing, but they can't get out of it. You see what I'm saying? Like, they know that these guys are weak men. They know these guys are low quality men, but they're still, like I said, women, what they want is attention. And good attention is good attention, and bad attention is good attention. So they know these men on, like, you know, on Tinder, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, they know these guys are low quality men. They know it, okay? But they're still getting attention. So they're putting up with it, and not even counting free meals, you know, gifts, stuff like that. So they are still getting the attention that they really that at the core of it, they're getting the attention that they want, but they don't know how to grow out of it. Because in order to grow out of that, they will have to become the most difficult thing for a woman to do. And the most difficult thing for a woman to do is to become a decent human. See, their brains are not wired to be decent humans. Their brains are wired to be prostitutes. See, this is why, and a quick brief rant on prostitutes. See, this is why women do not make fun of men who get prostitutes like men make fun of men who get prostitutes. You see, men can make fun of men who get prostitutes because, see, those men are, in reality, are still stuck in that blue pill thing of you should win a woman's love over. They're not seeing that, you know, that you're probably going to spend more money on a normal girl than you will, you know, a prostitute. And the reality of the whole scenario, then they're trying to, like, guilt trip the guy into being, like, into feeling shitty. But see, this is why women do not make fun of men in anywhere near the same context. Like, really pay attention to when a woman, when it comes up to like her husband cheating on her with a prostitute, or her husband buys her, used to buy prostitutes. See, watch how a woman's going to talk about the prostitute. See, women do not make fun of men like men will make fun of men for it. Because, and the reason why, and see, this is where the men who will make fun of men, see, this is why these men usually are at the core are really getting hustled out of more money in the long run by just a more classier version of a hooker. Woman knows that to be woman is to be prostitute. Okay, they know it. It's just what they are. Now, the hard part for a woman is if she doesn't want the stigma of just calling herself a prostitute, she now has to come up with creative ways to dress up how she's walking and talking to possibly trick the unsuspecting guy into seeing that she's something more than a prostitute. Because if you boil down any interpersonal relationship with a woman, okay, either one, you're just a flat out alpha male with her, and just to make it clear, an alpha male with this woman may not be an alpha male with this woman for whatever reasons. A lot of it's really dependent on that specific woman of who can be an alpha with her and who can't. Like, now there are stereotypical, you know, 6 foot tall, 6 inch, 6 pack abs, blah, blah, blah. But it's, from my experience, man, it's really dependent on that individual woman. Like, your loud attitude may dominate her, and you could be the alpha in her life, and she'll, you know, take you everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Or some guys, it may be because you're tall, and tall guys can do it. Or it's the same thing, like with women. Like, some guys, they love redheads. So a beautiful blonde bitch can't get nothing over on him. But a redhead that's a six can get everything over. It's the same thing. But everybody can say a blonde haired big tits bitch is attractive. Everybody, and it's kind of like on the other side with women. Most women can say a 6 foot tall, 6 pack ab guys, he's attractive. But the alpha thing is, that's really an independent woman type of thing, is in the scenario and what, you know, all types of shit. But back to what I was going at earlier, when you're dealing with a woman, either you're going to be the alpha or you're going to be the beta. And the beta is usually the beta is going to be the husband. That's what that is. The beta is going to be the husband. The beta is going to be the one who is going to look at her 2 hours, the beta is going to be the man who is able to make eye contact with her after having sex. That's the beta. Okay. Like, cause you're alpha, you ain't trying to make eye contact with the bitch. And see, when you fuck a bitch as an alpha, right? You don't want to make eye contact with her. So what she's going to do, she's going to crawl up under you like a child up in your face. Like, that's what she's going to do. Start playing with your nose, and see, That's when you know you're the alpha in it. But yeah, anyway, man, the manipulation game is crazy. It's crazy. And like I say, man, if you fucking with a bitch and something don't smell right, I don't give a fuck what it is. Because when a bitch likes you, she's going to make sure everything's going to smell right for you if she likes you. And this is another part I want to touch on. If you're going on a streak or something and bitches just don't like you, which happens to everybody, then just be alone. Okay. Just because like you can be an alpha and just be on a cold streak. It happens. So, I mean, just be alone. Like, just don't go in that panic mode. Like, oh my God, I need somebody. I need somebody. See, like, that needy shit, bitches are needy. You see what I'm saying? Women and children are needy. Men shouldn't be needy, in my opinion. So if you're going through a cold streak, then just go through a cold streak, play PlayStation all day, hang out, walk around the park. You know what I'm saying? Take up a hobby. Do something. Like, they don't fall into that thing of, oh, I need somebody, so I'll put up with anything now. Just be alone. Because, see, the reality of it is, see, man, as a man, you always can wake up and snap out of it 2 months, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. You can snap out of it and rebuild shit better than you had it before. See, women are needy because woman always is on a time frame. You see, that once some prime years are up at 25, now I got to find a husband. And then now I got a husband. Or now I got to hope he doesn't divorce me or something younger. You see, women, they're always on that time limit. So, like, see, women must be needy. Man, no. Man, you can marry a bitch right now. Okay, let's just use that as an example right now. Let's say you're 27. You can go out there, you can marry a fucking, what's the bitch name? Amber Heard. Let's just use Amber Heard as an example. You go out there and marry Amber Heard right now. Fuck her for a few years. Maybe even put a couple kids in her. Literally just get tired of what she looks like and divorce her. Or get tired of her personality or whatever and just divorce her. And then go out there and get something better than what she ever was. Like Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, he could easily do that right now. But he's completely blue pill beta bitch at this point, in my opinion. But he shouldn't have showed up in no damn council. yeah, you can all, as man, you can always get the fuck, you can always throw away the woman. The woman never really throws away a man. She just kind of, okay, yeah. As a man, you can always throw away any woman. I could fuck Halle Berry and throw her away because she's going to lose what she's desirable for. You see what I'm saying? She's like any and every woman is going to lose that. It's inevitable. They're going to lose that in comparison to a younger woman. It just is what it is. Now, as a man, what you're valued for, you can always rebuild that, go out there and get it again. You can always. So man, you can always throw away woman. Woman always, see, what women do is, women just kind of put you on ice for when they fuck up too bad and they'll come back and hope you, you know, take them in and blah, blah, blah. That's what women never really throw guys away. They may like ghost and all that stuff, but they never really throw guys away because woman knows that they're gonna fuck up. A woman's being in nature, it just knows like, okay, I'm gonna fuck it up. I just don't know when I'm gonna fuck it up and how long a time it's gonna take. Maybe I'll just get old. Maybe I'll have four kids and get divorced. Maybe I'll be getting horrific debt and I can't afford macaroni and cheese. But women, they know they're going. In one way or another, they're going to fuck up. It's just a matter of time. You see what I'm saying? And once they fuck up, they'll never get back to that height. So they always just put guys on ice in case things get too bad. So then they'll go back to, like, you know, like the betas when they're 35 and, you know, if they're still betas, hey, it was all meant to be and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all that bullshit. Anyway, I'm out of here, man. My allergies started kicking my ass. I'm out of here.